These were moments when police officers attacked their partner, starting with the police sergeant who beat up his police chief. This entire confrontation began on November 9th, 2023, when Bradley Beach police officers stopped a car for a possible DUI. Unexpectedly, their department chief, Leonard Guida, arrived at the traffic stop intoxicated.
Now, why do you gotta check it on that stuff fit to be worn? What's on the back?
What do you mean?
You're gonna tell me what's on the back?
It washed off.
Yeah, then get rid of it.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Sergeant forgot.
Okay, Chief. Let me work this DWI, okay?
The department's chief pulled aside the sergeant in charge of the traffic stop due to an issue with a peeled-off jacket imprint. However, as the sergeant complied and resumed his DUI investigation, the chief decided he wasn't finished scolding the sergeant yet, leading to a very heated encounter.
Chief, I'm working. I don't have time to argue about a jacket, okay?
Don't you touch me.
Don't you fucking touch me. You haven't got a problem?
Fuck.
You grab me. Now get out of here. Before you get a problem.
Take it.
No, you're gonna go in. Drunk again.
The officer's comments about the chief being drunk again revealed that this wasn't the first time the chief had pulled a ridiculous stunt like this. You might expect the chief to sulk and leave with his tail between his legs, but that assumption would be mistaken as he proceeded to do something even worse.
Get out of here.
No.
Chief, get out of here or you're going to get locked up. Chief, you're going to get locked up. You're grabbing me. I asked you three times to leave me alone. You're obstructing my DWI.
Billy, come over here.
Let him go.
This is the first day.
I'm trying to get away from everybody.
Shut up, because you're in trouble now. Stop,
no, I'm
please,
not in
stop.
Trouble.
Stop,
I'm not
stop,
trouble.
Stop.
You're going to be in
stop,
trouble.
Stop, stop, Billy. Billy.
Chief, I'm working on DWI.
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
Shut up.
No.
You're in trouble, because this is first of all, I was about to say to you, you stupid. I was about to say to you, what do you need OEM for?
You're embarrassing me in front of the men.
No,
the jacket.
No. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
That's neither here nor there. Now we got a real fucking problem, Billy.
Yeah, we do.
Billy, you're not doing anything when I'm on the scene, okay? You should know better than this, my friend.
No.
Listen to me.
Grab me.
No, I said come over here.
You're out of line. You grab me. It's on video.
Billy.
It's on video. I'm not going to argue with it. I have a crash
Billy,
to work.
Billy.
I have a job
Billy,
to do.
You're relieved. Billy, you're relieved.
No, Chief.
No, Billy. Please, Billy. Don't. You're suspended, Billy.
I'm suspended?
Yes.
Okay, I'm suspended.
Yes.
Going home.
Yes. Billy, come here.
I'm going home.
We can't talk.
I'm suspended.
No.
I'm suspended.
You're going
to take home.
And you're
going
to wait for me there.
No, I'm not. I'm suspended.
You're going home.
I'm
going to take Hicklitz and you wait for me there.
Well, let me work my craft.
No, this is why I'm here.
No,
Billy, you're suspended.
All right, if I'm suspended, then I'm not going to wait inside. Nothing more.
No, Billy. You're suspended.
As the sergeant began to leave the scene, the police chief, clearly on a power trip, escalated his unruly behavior by intimidating other junior officers into giving false testimonies.
What happened?
Some type of exchange between you and the sergeant.
Major, we're going to talk about that later.
Unfortunately for the chief, his powers failed him as he was placed on administrative leave pending investigations into his actions that day by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. The sergeant resumed work the following day. In the next case, the aggressive police sergeant nearly choked his junior colleague to death. On November 19th, 2021, while making an arrest on a resisting suspect, Sunrise Police Sergeant Christopher Pulleys did something completely unbelievable as the suspect continued to defy orders.
Watch your head getting into the car.
Ah, miss, can you stop pulling the cup?
Just get in the car and you'll be fine.
Get in the car.
Put in the cup. Oh my wrist.
Once you get in the car, she'll let go.
So watch your status, woman.
So just get in the car. Alright, just get in the car.
Can y'all just tell her to stop?
Okay, get in the car.
Get in the car.
Just get in the car.
Alright, I'm getting in. Get your feet in. Hey, look at me. Look at me. You wanna play games?
You're playing with the wrong mother.
What you gotta do, man? You gonna mace me, mace me.
Look at me, mother. You wanna play games? You ever get disrespectful with my officer's office? I will remove your soul from your body.
What do it. Do what you gotta do.
No. Just let it be.
Okay, I don't understand that.
We clear?
Yes, sir.
And I'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Even this officer's colleagues weren't exempted from his wrath, as a junior officer who tried to intervene to protect the suspect ended up being choked, threatened, and nearly pepper sprayed. However, the officer faced serious consequences for his actions. He was charged with battery and assault on a law enforcement officer, assault on a civilian, and tampering with evidence by deleting texts threatening officers who witnessed the incident to remain silent. The officers in the next incident didn't attack a fellow colleague, but treated an army lieutenant who had just returned from serving his country in the most despicable manner. While returning from deployment, U.S. National Guard B. Lieutenant Karen Nazario was pulled over by Officer Daniel Crocker of the Windsor Police Department in Virginia for a potential license plate violation. Instead of stopping on the dark roads, Lieutenant Nazario drove to a gas station to pull over, a decision that angered the officers and led to a highly tense and ultimately disastrous encounter.
Put your hands out the window and turn the vehicle off! Put your hands out the window!
He's not complying, Judge.
Come around your side.
Let me see your hands! How many occupants are in the vehicle?
What's going on?
How many occupants are in your vehicle?
It's only myself. Why are your weapons drawn? What's going on?
Open the door slowly and step out! Open the door!
I'm not getting out the vehicle. What's going on?
Get out of the car!
Keep your hands outside the window.
My hands are right here. What's going on?
Get out of the car now.
Get out of the car.
What's going on?
Get out of the car now.
The lieutenant's hesitation to exit his car was understandable, considering the officer's aggressive demeanor and the fact that they had their weapons drawn and pointed at him.
Get out of the car now.
I'm serving this country and this is how I'm treated?
Yo, look, guess what? I'm a veteran too. I don't know, babe. Get out of the car.
What's going on?
Work with us and we'll talk to you. Get out the car.
You receive an order. Obey it.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I?
Yeah, you should be. Get out.
What's going on?
What did I do?
Get out now.
I have not committed any crime.
You're being stopped for a traffic violation. You're not cooperating at this point right now. You're under arrest
for a traffic.
You're being detained. Okay, you're being detained for obstruction.
The officers escalated the incident further when they aimed their firearms directly at the lieutenant's face and tried to forcibly enter his vehicle. It didn't end there. The situation escalated even further when the other cop, Officer Gutierrez, decided to physically engage with the lieutenant.
Get out of the car now. Get out of the car.
Get your hands off me, please. Get your hands off me.
You know what? Back up there.
I didn't do anything. Don't do that.
Sir,
get out of the car now.
Don't do that.
Hey, sir, get out of the car now.
Don't do that. I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk to you.
Get out. Just
relax.
Get out of the car.
Can you please relax? I'm actively serving this country and this is how you're going to treat me? I didn't do anything. Whoa, hold on. Okay, what's going on? Hold on.
Watch.
Watch it.
Air Force,
he's
deployed.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car now.
Sir, just get out of the car.
I'm trying to breathe.
Get out of the car and get on the ground now. Get off your seatbelt and get out of the car.
Look, I'm just gonna just sleep.
You're gonna do what you're told. Get out of the car.
The lieutenant was treated in a deplorable manner, but this was just the beginning of their mistreatment, as these unruly officers had more tricks up their sleeves.
Get on the ground or you're getting sprayed again! Get on the ground!
Can you please talk to me about what's
going on? Get on the ground! Get on the ground now!
Can you please talk to me about what's going on?
Get on the ground!
Why am I being treated like this? Why?
You're not cooperating! Get on the ground!
This is really fucked up. Sorry, but just
leave
this one.
This is really fucked up. Hey, Black! This is fucked up! I can't believe I'm being treated like this. And I'm fucking
wrong! Lay down or you're gonna get tased.
Put your hands behind your back. This is fucked up.
I agree. All you had to do was listen.
The officer's voice was shaky, and he appeared to be in tears from the treatment he was enduring. The officers then proceeded to have a conversation with him, an action they should have taken initially.
Doug, can you open up the window for my dog? I hear him choking. Can you open up the window, please?
Yes. Yes, we will.
The simple truck is dark over there. Those areas are dark. I did not feel comfortable.
All right, sir. Phil, hold on. You felt more comfortable here, okay? Coming here was not the problem. The problem is when you refused to get out of the car. When we got here and you stepped out of the car, I can promise you this would have been over by now. Except what happened? I went to the block.
I looked out the mirror and I saw guns drawn. I put my hands out.
And we told you. We identified ourselves. We told you to step out of the vehicle. All you had to do is comply, and we'd have been done by now, okay?
The officers proceeded to search the lieutenant's truck, only to find it was squeaky clean. Realizing they had made a mistake, the officers immediately went into damage control mode.
How's your eyes doing, Lieutenant? Better. We can either sit here with you until you get your eyes back, or you can see, and I mean at a good distance, so you're safe to drive, okay? Go do your deployment, go continue serving my country, which I respect and I thank you for, okay? Or we can push the issue, write you tickets for no... license plate displayed, and for resisting or not resisting obstruction of justice. I don't even go that route because that route makes the Army get involved, and I know how they are. But if you plan on making a career or even 6 years or whatever, it's up to you. I don't care. There's no need getting this on your record.
I do have a good rapport with my command, so I wouldn't feel right not talking to them about it. So
That's entirely on your. I'll put it this way then for you. They're going to hear from you.
The officer's tactics failed, as the lieutenant filed a lawsuit immediately after the incident. He was initially awarded $3,650 in damages, but subsequently filed an appeal in court. In the next case, both the sheriff and the sergeant threatened to arrest each other.
You get on my traffic stop again, I will arrest you.
Yeah, I'll arrest you right now.
Do it, buddy.
And we're going to
do it.
Charge you against your ignorance.
Do it!
On June 24th, 2022, Sergeant James of the Hiawassee Police Department conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle after observing it driving recklessly in Hiawassee, Georgia.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
You're doing well in yourself?
I'm doing great.
What's your hurry? You're very recklessly from the city all the way here, man. In and out of traffic, not using turn signal. Man, I watched you. It took me this long to catch up to you. You were 70 plus. I checked you at 65.
Sorry.
What's your hurry?
I gotta get my medication.
You gonna try to kill people over medication?
No, well, it helps with my anxiety.
If that car in front of you would have slammed on brakes, you would have caused a wreck right here. Hang tight.
Then Sergeant James handed a traffic citation to the driver, and that's when a Towns County sheriff walked up and began asking the driver his own questions. What happened next was quite amusing to watch.
All right, watch coming through town like that, man.
Oh, yeah,
traffic's
sorry.
Heavy, okay? All right, be careful.
Sir, got a question.
Yes, what?
Inside the city or out here?
Just right here.
Okay. Go pull the video at Valero. You get on my traffic stop again, I will arrest you.
Yeah, I'll arrest you right now.
Do it, buddy.
And we're going to
do it.
Charge you against your ignorance.
Do it. Do it, Ode.
Go it. Go for it.
Do it. There's cameras at Valero, and there's cameras at Napa that CG pulled out.
Shut your f***ing mouth.
You don't talk to me like that. I'm not your boy. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Towns 302, status check.
The Hiawassee Police and Sheriff's Departments have been at odds over jurisdiction recently. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is involved, along with the Towns County District Attorney's Office. However, it's not yet clear if those agencies have launched any formal investigation. The next case was Fight for Dominance, as officers from the tribal police clashed with jail officials over custody of a suspect.
Are you somebody with little...
On December 18th, 2023, officers from the Lighthouse Police Department, a tribal law enforcement unit, stormed the Okmulgee County Jail to serve an arrest warrant to a non-native man they had arrested a few days earlier, but they were met with utmost resistance.
I'm not taking a move. You guys are taking
it? I'm not taking it.
County Central, do not roll my pre-book into Sally Court door.
Well, we can stay here all day.
That's what we're going to do until you take him out of my building.
I'm not taking it.
Sir, I'm not taking it.
You're the one committing...
I have not accepted them in my facility yet.
While tribal law enforcement officers are responsible for dealing with tribal members who break the law, the suspect they were attempting to apprehend in this instance posed a challenge as he was non-native, falling outside their jurisdiction. Instead, jurisdiction belonged to the sheriff's office. Nevertheless, the tribal officers persisted in pursuing their action.
He's not in my guest.
Open this.
What is happening here? What is going on?
As the tribal officers persisted in their attempt to gain entry, jail staff intervened, and the situation quickly escalated into a messy confrontation.
Are you somebody with little...
You're going to put your hands on him? Don't put your hands on me. Put your hands on the captain.
No, come on.
Sir. Nope.
Out of my building, gentlemen.
You're going to go with us, I promise.
See, you keep putting
your hands on him. Off of
him. Why don't you put your hands on
me?
That's all my deal.
You put your hands on me first.
Jackson, that's a few else. Not liable, sir.
Your ass is going too.
They're refusing to take it.
Yeah, we don't recognize that you already exist.
Okay, it's the state of Oklahoma.
That's not an option.
It is a director saying the law.
The director of police?
Yeah.
The tribal officers eventually had to back down and leave the prison premises, but later, an arrest warrant was issued for the prison staff on charges of assaulting a law enforcement officer. The next case was all about ego, and the situation nearly spiraled out of control.
You're not going to talk about chief like that, sir. That's not going to happen.
You can get the f*** out of my face. I don't give a f*** who you are.
On January 30th, 2024, a Lexington police officer spotted a vehicle exceeding the speed limit. He quickly initiated a traffic stop and pulled the driver over. However, as he approached the driver, he was surprised by who he was dealing with.
Hello.
Okay,
sir, this is 40 yard. Could you do an 85 and a 55?
I was going.
Going where?
Call out.
Where we going?
The SWAT call out right over here.
I didn't know we had one.
We have an armed guy barricaded in the house. Used to be a police officer. And
where at?
Right down here on...
Here in Lexington?
Yep.
We have an armed person we don't know about. All right, I'll call our chief and let him know.
The person caught speeding was Cleveland County Sheriff Chris Amison, who was hurrying to a SWAT call. Surprisingly, the Lexington Police Department was unaware of the situation, prompting the officer to call his chief to inquire about it. Just 4 minutes later, the officer arrived at the standoff, accompanied by Lexington Police Chief Ronnie Johnson. Chief Johnson was visibly upset about being kept in the dark regarding the situation and soon expressed his frustration.
Yeah. We've realized that I'd like to know what's going on in my own damn city.
We would have notified you, sir.
We would have?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I've been at the city. I've been down there to the PD.
Hey.
According
to the call,
yeah.
It says Lexington was notified and they refused to respond.
Okay, I don't know who the
first of all, sir, I know you're the chief.
I'm just telling you. I don't appreciate all of this going on and nobody notified me a damn thing about it.
With tensions already high due to the standoff, the Cleveland County deputies started to walk away, but the Lexington police officer wearing the body camera was not finished.
Okay. I'm sorry, what's your name?
If you want,
sir. I am too. You're not going to talk about chief like that, sir. That's not going to happen.
You can get the f*** out of my face. I don't give a f*** who you are. Okay? This is my county, too.
Back up. Back up.
Now,
you
don't.
What the fuck's going on?
This is going to be good.
According to the call,
you need to stop.
Lexington PD is not.
Chill out. Back up. Everything's going to be okay. But you need to back up.
I get it that you
can back up.
Negative.
But this right here ain't what.
We're not going to be disrespectful.
Okay?
Sheriff, you need to back up out of my face, sir.
You have no authority.
You're not going to tell me what to do, mother. You're not going to get in my sheriff's face.
You want to do
that? Just like you told me.
Get your hands off me, man.
Back up, y'all. Hey, pull him back.
No, he just came off my face and said the same shit.
He's getting ready to go to jail.
Stop.
He's getting ready to go to jail.
Stop.
Back off. This is our operation. This is my camera.
understand?
Oh, yeah. Perfectly clear.
Go 10-8.
Perfectly clear. Come on.
Just run out.
Chief Johnson stepped in to pull his officer back, and Sheriff Amason told them to leave. The situation did not escalate further, but it appears that both agencies have some underlying issues. If you enjoy videos like this, please like, subscribe, and watch this one.